Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. In this podcast, I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Toronto Maple Leafs. In this podcast, I'll be talking about what the Toronto Maple Leafs need to improve upon and who they should target at the trade deadline. Being that this was a make or break year for the Toronto Maple Leafs, they were expected to be the best team in their division, or at least would have the motivation to finally finish first in their division. Both Boston and Florida have been better than them to start the season. Everyone already knows that Toronto can score, but keeping the puck out of their own net is another issue, as they entered the season with an unproven goalie tandem and a mediocre D-core. In the offseason, the Leafs signed Tyler Bertuzzi, Max Domi, and John Klingberg to help improve the depth on the team. Because of the overall depth on the roster, many experts had predicted the Maple Leafs would finish first in the Atlantic, despite not having outstanding goaltending. The offseason signings that the Maple Leafs made haven't quite panned out like they expected. Bertuzzi and Klingberg have not been very good this year, and Max Domi has been streaky. Toronto has had to rely on their young players more this year. Both Matthew Nyes and Nicholas Robertson have already played major roles on the team, and in the case of Robertson, he seems to be primed for a breakout year finally. So far this season, the Toronto Maple Leafs have an 8-5-2 record with 55 goals scored, which is 7th best in the NHL, and 54 goals against, which is 7th worst in the NHL. The team is carried offensively by Austin Matthews and William Nylander. Matthews leads the team in goals, while Nylander leads the team in points. Toronto has been rolling with a tandem in goal, mostly due to the struggle of Ilya Samsonov, but thanks to the play of Joseph Woll, they have made a suitable goalie tandem. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Currently, their second pair is Mark Giordano and Jake McCabe. This might have been a good pair several years ago, but Giordano is now 40 years old and should not be a second pair defenseman anymore. When they signed John Klingberg, they expected him to be a top four defenseman, but now he is borderline unplayable. Due to the lack of cap space the Maple Leafs have, they will have to get creative in order to execute a trade for a major piece at the deadline, such as adding a third team into the deal so they can dump Klingberg's contract. They could also use Tyler Bertuzzi as trade bait in the deal, as he only signed for 1 year. And with the emergence of Matthew Nyes and Nicholas Robertson, they really don't need Tyler Bertuzzi. In addition to adding a top four defenseman, it wouldn't hurt to add another depth defenseman in case of injury, because both Connor Timmins and Timothy Liljegren have injury history. Adding a depth piece on defense could prove to be challenging for Toronto because they are so tight in cap space, but with some clever moves, it could work out. A team can never have enough offensive depth, especially if they are going to be trading away some of that depth in order to acquire a top four defenseman. For that reason, the Leafs should look to acquire a cheap veteran forward they can plug into the top six or play on the third line. Henry Jokiharju. With the logjam on defense in Buffalo now, Henry Jokiharju doesn't get enough playing time behind Owen Power, Matias Samuelsson, and Eric Johnson. Since the top four in Buffalo is already set, Jokiharju becomes expendable, and he would instantly be an upgrade over John Klingberg at this point in his career. Jokiharju is 24 years old and would be a fine puck-moving defenseman when played with the right players. Chris Tanev and Nikita Zadorov. Chris Tanev and Nikita Zadorov are two players who have both been on the trade block for the Calgary Flames. Being the ex-GM of the Calgary Flames and being the GM who brought those two to Calgary in the first place, it would make sense for Toronto to target those two defensemen. Chris Tanev is gonna be a highly coveted defenseman because he is a top four defenseman who also could be a veteran leader in the locker room. Nikita Zadorov is a big physical defenseman who has been a third pair defenseman the majority of his career, but big defensemen are very valuable come playoff time. Tanev and Zadorov make a combined $8.25 million, so if Toronto wants to acquire both these two players, they will need to dump Klingberg's contract and trade away Tyler Bertuzzi, which might not be the best option. Toronto may also need a third team to be involved in order for this trade to go through because of salary cap reasons. Matt Dumba and Troy Stetcher. A more realistic trade would be trading for Matt Dumba and Troy Stetcher of the Arizona Coyotes. Matt Dumba signed with the Arizona Coyotes this offseason for $3.9 million, while Troy Stetcher was re-signed for $1.1 million. While Dumba is not the same player he once was, he can still log top 4 minutes and play in all situations, while Troy Stetcher would serve as a serviceable depth defenseman. Because the Coyotes have cap space, they can afford to take on Klingberg's contract, so you could actually get both of these players if you add some picks and minor league prospects to the deal. Mark Stahl. While not a top 4 defenseman, Mark Stahl is a perfect veteran defenseman to have on the team if you're trying to make a deep playoff run. Look what he did for the Florida Panthers last season. Mark Stahl is 37 years old. While he is 37 years old and would only be able to play a third pair role at this point in his career, it's never a bad idea to keep veteran defensemen around. Jason Dickinson. Jason Dickinson is a Swiss Army knife on offense. He can play all three forward positions and has experience playing in all situations as well. Dickinson is making $2.65 million this season, so by the trade deadline, the Leafs should have no issue trading for him. After trading away Tyler Bertuzzi, it would open up a gap in the top 6 or on the third line. So naturally, Nick Robertson would slide up into the top 6, and Dickinson could play on the third line with Domi and Yarncroc. Justin Danforth. Justin Danforth is a solid role player who can be shifted up and down the lineup. You can play him at center or wing, and he is also a tremendous penalty killer, which is very valuable. Danforth is not only signed for this year at under $1 million, but he's also locked up for another year at $1.1 million. Nick Delarue. If the Toronto Maple Leafs want to have a heavy fourth line, the player they should look to add is Nick Delarue of the Philadelphia Flyers. Yes, Delarue is signed for 3 years at $1.75 million per season, but adding more tough guys to a team that has a reputation of being soft is going to do wonders in the playoffs. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywith777. This is the projected lineup with Matt Dumba, Chris Tanev, and Justin Danforth. The first line is Matthew Nyes, Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner. Second line is Nicholas Robertson, John Tavares, and William Nylander. Third line is Cale Yarncroc, Max Domi, and Justin Danforth. Fourth line is Noah Gregor, David Kampf, and Ryan Reeves. First D pair is Morgan Riley and TJ Brody. Second D pair is Jake McCabe and Matt Dumba. Third D pair is Mark Giordano and Chris Tanev. Goalies are Joseph Woll and Ilya Samsonov. This is the projected lineup with Henry Yokiharju, Nikita Zadorov, and Jason Dickinson. The first line is Matthew Nyes, Austin Matthews, and Mitch Marner. Second line is Nicholas Robertson, John Tavares, and William Nylander. Third line is Max Domi, Jason Dickinson, and Cale Yarncroc. The fourth line remains the same as the one before. The first D pair remains the same as the one before. Second D pair is Jake McCabe and Henry Yokiharju. Third D pair is Mark Giordano and Nikita Zadorov. The goalie tandem remains the same. This is the projected lineup with Matt Dumba and Troy Stetcher. The first line remains the same as before. The second line is Tyler Bertuzzi, John Tavares, and William Nylander. Third line is Nicholas Robertson, Max Domi, and Cale Yarncroc. The fourth line remains the same as before. The first pair remains the same as before. Second D pair is Jake McCabe and Matt Dumba. Third D pair is Mark Giordano and Troy Stetcher. Goalie tandem remains the same. This is the projected lineup with Mark Stahl and Nick Delarue. The first three lines remains the same as the third lineup, while the fourth line adds Nick Delarue with David Kampf and Ryan Reeves. The first D pair remains the same as all three lineups before. The second pair has Mark Giordano paired with Jake McCabe, while the third pair is Mark Stahl with Timothy Liljegren. And they still have the same goalie tandem. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. Because the Maple Leafs don't have the cap space to make a major splash, they most likely won't be able to land Dumba, Zadorov, and Tanev, but they might be able to land one of those three defensemen, combined with two other depth pieces. At the end of the day, Toronto has to get creative in order to improve both their defense and their offensive depth, because this is an all or nothing year with William Nylander being an UFA at the end of the year. This means that if they cannot win this season, it could be an end of an era in Toronto. In my next podcast, I talk about potential trade targets for the Pittsburgh Penguins.